بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. In the previous ayat, Allah explained of the harm the munafiqeen tried and caused the Muslims and Islam all the time. And the enemies of Islam will always remain. They will be there. Now, yeah, Allah Ta'ala gives us a wonderful prescription. May Allah let us adopt it. How to be safeguarded from all the plots and all the plans of the enemies, and how we can overpower them, and how we can remain firm on deen. That Allah Ta'ala explains here. After the whole surah, Allah explained how the munafiqeen tried and caused great harm, and the Jews tried and caused great harm to Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says to the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. E iman walo, darte raho Allah se. O people of iman, keep on fearing Allah, acquire taqwa. That is one of the basic, two of the basic ingredients that we have to have in order to be safeguarded from the enemy wherever we are, and how to overcome them. And that is, one is iman, the reality of iman. Not just that we have an empty capsule of iman, but it depends on how many milligrams of medicine it is filled with. That is the power of iman. And with this power of iman, Muslims captured the world, conquered the world. So this iman we have to work on. Perhaps most of us, we just take it for granted that we have got iman. But what is the level of our iman? For example, is our iman so strong that when we see a woman on the street, that it puts our gazes down immediately? Or do we fall prey, and is our iman too weak to even stop us from that? Like a person who is weak, is very ill, is paralyzed, and a snake is coming to him, he can't do anything about it. Because he's paralyzed, he's too weak, he can't do anything. Like that, we are spiritually paralyzed. When all these temptations come, for example, backbiting about people, then also we fall prey to it. Losing our temper, we fall prey to it. So we are too weak, so we have to build our iman. The next is taqwa. A person has to have taqwa, the observance of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and to stay away from the prohibitions which Allah Ta'ala has made. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so much so that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is on top of one of the enemies and is about to kill him. But that person spits in his face and then he leaves him alone. Why? Because he said, now I'll be doing it for my own, because I felt hurt. Because he spat off in my face, and now I will do it for my sake, not for Allah's sake. So that level of taqwa they had. So we in the family, with the wife, how many times don't we lose our temper so terribly? And what don't we speak? Whereas they, with the enemy, see how they control themselves. So this is taqwa that we have to acquire. And a person continuously have to make effort on iman and taqwa. And the third ingredient, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. اور چاہیے کہ دیکھ لے ہر ایک جی کیا بھیجتا ہے کل کے واسطے. And every soul, every person, in order to acquire this taqwa, see what have we sent forward for tomorrow. That is for the day of Qiyamah. Any of us, let us think, that do we ever think that whatever, what provision have I made for the akhirat? If I'm going shopping, I make sure I've got my credit card with me, I've got my cash with me. We on the road driving, nowadays we make sure I must have my driver's license. Otherwise, if I'm stopped and ask for my driver's license, I know I'll have a problem. So everything we think about, but who of us really thinks that what preparation have I made for akhirat? Who of us ever thinks that what did I prepare for akhirat? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum lived a life that akhirat was in front of them all the time. For example, we all just finished our Fajr Faraz now. When we made in the namaz, how much were we conscious that Allah is watching me, or that I am in the presence of Allah Ta'ala? When we made salam, did we think of the kiram and katibin who are sitting on our shoulders? Did we make the niyat that we are making salam from them, for them, to them? So all this year, we have to develop all these qualities. And that is what made the Sahaba to be protected from the enemies and gave them the upper hand. Today we also wonder that Islam is the same Islam, but why today are the Muslims suffering so much? We have been thrown from pillar to post. Everything is happening, but we are doing nothing about it. We can't do anything. We are like a paralyzed nation, like a person in a coma. He can't do anything. Whatever other people are doing for him, that is happening to him. So spiritually, we are like in this coma here. We are paralyzed. So Allah Ta'ala gives us these three great prescriptions. That is Iman, work on your Iman, consciously all the time. Your Taqwa and your Akhirat. And then again Allah Ta'ala says, Wattaqullah. Again, or darte raho, Allah say. Allah strengthen that same thing again, that acquire that taqwa. And this taqwa, in another expression, the first taqwa was to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and to have that iman, and to prepare for akhirat, and akhirat is alive in front of our eyes. Now when a person reaches that stage, shaitan's ploy at that time is that now you're a very pious person. Now you have got great taqwa, you have got great iman, and he makes you proud now. So fear Allah the second time. Don't have a holier than thou attitude. And not only that, that is also totally haram. That now you start thinking, I'm holier than the other person. But just to think I'm holy, I'm pious, that is also totally haram. Like for example, a jamaat comes and knocks on our door, and we tell them, we are all right, go to those people. In that house, nobody makes one namaz also. Or whatever, in that house, there is all this haram carrying on, that haram carrying on. So just to think I'm pious, that is also haram. Which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has put so beautifully, that muttaqi banna, to have taqwa, faraz hai, it is faraz. Apne aap ko muttaqi samajna haram hai. But to think that I am pious, I got taqwa, that is haram. So in here is the prescription also, that how we can keep on going ahead forward in life and acquiring more and more taqwa. The minute a person becomes complacent, that I am all right. I've got enough deen in me. I've got enough knowledge in me. I'm doing enough work of deen. That person starts falling down immediately. So we have to have again taqwa, that we don't think that I'm pious and holy. That we don't think I'm better than the next person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعَمَنُونَ بِيشَكَ اللَّهَ كُو خَبَرْ هَي جُو تُمْ كَرْتَي هُو. Remember Allah, and this also realization, this consciousness must be there also all the time, that whatever I'm doing, how no matter how secretly, how privately, but Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all what I do. And not only what I do, but what I'm thinking, what is in my heart, why I'm doing this, what is that niyat? Outwardly, we make this niyat that I'm going for namaz, for example, from the shop, I'm very busy, but I'm going for namaz. But is there in the heart that people must see me and say that, see, this person is regular in namaz, that this person has come no matter what, he is there for namaz. In that case, we are doing it to show the people. So that also we have to work on. So we have to be conscious of our deen and of these aspects. Then we will see, even today, without having arms and ammunition or anything, Allah will give the Muslims the upper hand in the world. But we're not even conscious of working on these things. And in fact, we feel our downfall is because we are not in politics. Or we haven't got arms and ammunition. Or we haven't got say in the world. No, the Muslims' ingredient for success are these qualities. Iman, taqwa, thinking of the akhirat, never thinking of ourselves more pious than others, or even thinking of ourselves as pious, but that we are working harder and harder to gain proximity, closeness to Allah. Then see how Allah will change even today the conditions.